You're listening to Heroes in the Moment.
What's up, heroes? I'm Michael.
And I'm Nathan.
Today, weekly recap number 23.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Number 23 in
2023. Super hype. Oh, baby. That'll be like the only time this year.
That will be.
That happens.
That's very true.
Because next year will be 2024.
That's true. And unfortunately, our weekly recap number 24 won't be coming out next year, so it'll be coming out next week, so that's unfortunate. All right, so to get into this podcast, we got some DC news, we got some MCU news, we got some Star Wars news, and then to round it off, like we said last week, we'll be doing our top 10 most anticipated series of 2023. So shows, not movies. Last week we did movies, so if you're curious what our top 10 most anticipated movies of 2023 is, check it out.
It's fire, Michael. I can tell you right now, you're not gonna like my list, because I got one show that you know I love, and it's high up there, bro.
And that is ridiculous. All right, we're gonna start off with our DC news of the day, because it's actually some crazy news. It's never a dull moment to be a DC fan.
It's crazy,
and this news coming from a very reliable source in the Hollywood Reporter, saying Ezra Miller might just stay in the DCU. What do we think?
I'm completely shocked, man. I know a while back, you know, the executives were like, look, Ezra needs to stay out of trouble, you know, rehab, you know, stay out of the spotlight, that junk. But with just everything that happened, I didn't think that Ezra Miller was going to get another chance.
I didn't either. And they don't deserve it, really, to be honest. So yeah, I don't understand why, like, Ezra's getting that.
Think about, like, literally any other, you know, movie star. Like, if a movie star, like, assaulted somebody, broke into a house, got arrested twice,
I just don't see James Gunn doing this either. Like, firing Cavill and then saying, oh, hi, Ezra Miller, you got help.
I don't understand that unless... It doesn't make sense, man. Like you said, getting rid of Cavill, Momoa, Gal Gadot, with all, like, Gal Gadot, the contractual obligations that come with, and then they're like, Ezra Miller stay.
Yeah, I don't understand. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like, even if Ezra's a talented actor, why would you want that? You know, like that risk factor too. So I don't really understand, unless the Flash movie is super crucial, more so than we thought. But I don't really know. Not a huge fan of this news. I hope it's just false.
I know.
Hope Gunn shuts it down, you know, which we know we're going to get some information about the DCU soon from James Gunn. So we'll see. All right, so now to move on to our MCU news, we got some good news today. We got some quite a bit ones. So the first one is some casting rumors. The first one being Ben Affleck rumored to be joining the MCU as a villain.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen, man, I love Ben Affleck. I used to hate him, but the more I've watched his projects and seen, even as a director, dude,
he's talented.
He is extremely talented. Right. So if they put him as a villain, Marvel, you always do it. Don't do it with him. Don't just make him a one-off, man.
Right.
Get him a villain, but like low-key, like give him his own show or something. To direct him. Like I'm saying, like he can do it well, man.
Yeah, I know. They need to give him something, because he is a good actor. I love Ben Affleck. And he's rumored to join the MCU as a villain, like we said, but he's not only just any villain, it's going to be Dario Agger. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Dario Agger, who's also known as the villain, the Minotaur, who is a Thor villain, typically.
The Minotaur? He's playing a Minotaur?
Minotaur, yeah.
Why would they not make him play like a human?
Well, he is a human. He turns into a Minotaur.
So he can turn into
Yes.
Ah, man.
It's like superhuman struggle strength.
I don't know how I feel about that, dude.
Yeah, that's
I
the
feel
character.
Like he'd be a lot better suited
for
as
a different
like
character.
As like a very classy type villain.
Well, that's the thing about this villain is because this villain, Dario Agger, is the CEO and president of the company Roxxon, which was referenced in Loki.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. So maybe he'll be in Loki season 2 as this villain, which, you know, as big of an actor Ben Affleck he needs to be the main villain of a project or movie.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I don't know.
Like,
you know,
Thor 5?
I don't see him in Thor 5 as the villain. But then again, that is very, it's possible, but I don't see
like,
Thor
where
4
else
5
would,
coming to be.
Where else would he fit in, though?
Loki. That's
Loki,
the question.
Strictly Loki?
I don't know about strictly Loki, but Loki's the only place I can see him. And this is rumored, but then again, I mean, Loki did reference Roxxon, and, you know, Loki is, of course, associated with Thor, and the Minotaur, yeah. Or Dario, is a Thor villain, so maybe this would be the best way to input him.
Yeah.
Maybe he, but I can't, like, the only way I can see is him as a lackey, or, but then again, he is a CEO of this company, so maybe he's, like, working for Kang to do certain stuff, maybe.
Yeah, like, what, like, he would have to have specific intentions.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I don't know, and I just don't want to be, like you said, a lackey for Kang, you know?
No,
like,
I know. He needs to be his
That'd
own
be kinda
thing.
Lame. Yeah. Make yeah, him so his own villain with his own.
I have no idea. These are complete theories. Reasons. He could have bigger than we even think. So I don't know. But that's just the theory of Ben Affleck right. possibly joining the MCU.
Okay.
Next up has the next up rumor is it has that Wong maybe getting his own Disney Plus show. What we are think.
You, for real?
Yeah, Wong.
I don't understand Wongers. Why he's getting so, listen, man, no hate to Wong, but how is he getting so much like, I know. Dang screen time?
Like, Benedict Wong's got like them wrapped around his finger.
I know, like they like no, like so, dude, there's a dealer something like going on, man.
Because I would have
more
like,
worthy characters.
I would have bet Wong. My left lung that he would have died in Multiverse Madness. Yeah, truthfully,
we said that you know every time we've talked about it. But I mean, I just feel like they could expand a lot more characters, I man. But we've seen a lot of Wong. He's been in like 7 different projects.
He's
now.
In a ton,
like 6 or like, 7 different projects.
He's been like the face of Phase 4.
Like really,
he's everything.
Like yeah, he's funny. And yeah, he's a Sorcerer Supreme. But like, I want to see more expansion. You know,
I know.
I feel like how much more can you hammer out his character?
I know. And I mean, it you makes know. Sense. Like him being this involved because of the fact he is technically the Sorcerer Supreme. Now it makes me wonder, like, why wasn't Doctor Strange more involved yeah. earlier? But I really think it does not make sense to have him be alive at this point because Doctor Strange is the Sorcerer Supreme.
I know, and they're wasting and Cumberbatch's years.
Right,
as
right.
Him. Like, really.
So I definitely think that Wong, you know, he should have died. I still think that. I said that yeah. many times. Even though I love Wong as a character, I don't know about getting his own Disney Plus show. They are saying that America Chavez would be in it as well and have a role. But hopefully, I'm just hoping Madison will be back in it and be the star.
Watch
that's
more
my
Sopranos.
One wish. I would watch that and eat that show up. But that's just me. But that's the rumor, and it could be completely false. I don't know. But it makes sense, you know, as big of a character he is in the MCU, but at the same time, he doesn't need it. So
I know, exactly.
We'll see. All right, the next piece is Thunderbolts, another Thunderbolts. So keep racking up. So okay. I like how they're doing this because they keep, like showing these rumors to get attention.
Yeah.
Which the movie does need attention.
Yeah, they
so
need it.
So they've got it, so it's good. So Thunderbolts is reported to have more members than what was originally displayed at
really?
The Comic-Con. It wasn't Comic-Con. It was at
D23. D23, yeah.
So they're reported to have more members. We already talked about the Sentry possibly being a member.
Yeah, and then becoming a villain.
Now they're saying there's going to be further sources that have... This is actually a verified source that has come out and said that these are going to be members in the Thunderbolts. So it's a reliable source. The first one being the Hood, which we know will be introduced from Ironheart, played by Anthony Ramos.
Yeah.
So that would work.
Okay.
I could see that.
Okay.
So that would be cool. The next one being Songbird, who is rumored to be played by Sadie Sink. So
really? Mm-hmm. Putting her in the MCU?
I like it.
I mean,
it.
That'd be a good choice to capitalize off her mm-hmm. Stranger Things
right.
success,
and
you know, for the younger female
well.
Audience.
Right.
You
know. So sing Songbird, and Songbird's, you know, she was a villain turned hero, so I think it works as well to be a Thunderbolt. Similar
okay.
similar powers to Black Canary, so it'd be cool to see that.
That's a big team, though, like, when you think about it.
It is growing.
Like, would they... I don't think they'd be the entire movie. They'd probably, like, join later on
right.
in the film.
Or
like,
somebody dies early on, something happens.
Focus, man, on Florence Pugh and Sebastian Stan, man.
I think
like, that's
have a
what
huge,
I want.
They're going
like,
to have a huge focus on those two. But
I want more Bucky, man.
I know.
It's a crime that we haven't gotten a Disney Plus project strictly about either Bucky or the, you know, the Winter Soldier.
Right.
The whole Falcon Winter Soldier show was about Falcon, man.
I
like,
know.
Bucky just got beat up the entire time.
I know.
Make him do something cool in Thunderbolts.
I would like that. So we'll see with that in the future. So that's pretty cool. Anthony Ramos and Sadie Sink to join the cast.
That'd be crazy.
They're good actors. So
that'd be a nice
that.
Team put together.
It would be. All right, next up, Star Wars news. All right, so for our Star Wars news, it has been reported the Ahsoka show cast coming out this year, which is I'm very, very excited about this cast.
Yeah.
I have it here on my phone. I'm going to read it off to us for this cast here. So first off, obviously, we got Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka.
Okay.
Obviously, I already knew that one. Next up, Hayden Christensen to make his return
okay.
as Anakin Skywalker,
good.
Both in past scenes and hopefully as a Force ghost.
Yeah.
That would be cool. The next one is Iman Esfandi to play Ezra Bridger.
Who?
So it wasn't the original actor that we anticipated.
Yeah.
But still, he looks the part. So,
okay.
I'll show you a picture. He looks
oh,
the
yeah.
part.
He looks just like me.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing.
Well, he, you know, Anyway, the next up is Natasha Leo Bordizio, which I don't know who this is.
Bordizio.
Yeah, but she's going to be playing apparently Sabine Wren.
Okay.
Well, that's good. The next one is Mary Elizabeth Winstead, which we know from Birds of Prey. She played Huntress in Birds of Prey.
Cassie?
Yeah. So there she is.
Oh, yeah. I know her.
And she'll be playing Harrison Dua, our pilot girl. And then we got Lars Mikkelsen, who is the voice of Grand Admiral Thrawn and will play Grand Admiral Thrawn in live action, which is a beautiful...
It works perfectly,
man. Beautiful one. So, I mean, he's talented in the voice. He's a great voice, and he looks like he could do it. So,
yeah.
I'm very... Also, another one being Ray Stevenson, playing an unknown character, Baylan. So Ray Stevenson's pretty big one. So I don't know. I don't know. So that's pretty cool in itself. So that's the Ahsoka cast that we got. Well, we also got Yvonne Sekunahoa. I'm so sorry. I missed completely. Ivana, anyways, to play Shin. I don't know who that's two new characters, I'm assuming.
What?
So there's going to be two new characters, and then the rest, of course, are from the Star Wars Rebels. So
yeah.
We know that Ahsoka is going to be a continuation of Star Wars Rebels and what they left off there, so I'm excited for that.
Okay.
And I think so far it's a pretty good, solid cast, so I'm all down for that. All
right.
All right, so now it's time for the moment you've all possibly been waiting for. We're going to do our top 10 most anticipated series of 2023. And just again, another disclaimer, like we did in last week's podcast for our movies, we are not 100% positive that every single one of these shows are coming out in 2023. They could be pushed back.
There's always going to be delays.
There's always going to be delays.
You know how it be.
And there's two shows that we left off of this list, first being The Bad Batch Season 2, mostly because it's already started to come out, so you can't anticipate it. So it's because it's already coming out.
Which we're breaking down as a season.
We'll do it as a full season. As a full season, we're going to review it Season 2.
We won't put you all through episode by episode.
Unless y'all just really like wanted that and really liked it, because Bad Batch Season 1 did pretty good. So
it did all right. It hurt my soul.
It hurt us, but if you guys really want us to do episode by episode, let us know so we know what to do.
Facts.
We would appreciate that. And also, Peacemaker Season 2, which was originally planned to come out in 2023, but James Gunn hasn't talked about it and since his takeover, I don't assume it's coming out this year. So it's not on this list either. So that leaves the other 10 episodes. So there are some there are some series we know for sure is going to come out, and I'll tell you which ones.
Yeah.
And then there's some ones we're uncertain about, but we'll get into that. So I'll let you start today since I started last time with number 10.
My number 10, coming in at 10, and which I'm not looking forward to at all, is Ironheart. Mm. I'm not a big fan of the character. I feel like her fit in Wakanda Forever was still just like kind of weird.
Yeah.
Now that I've thought about it a lot, it just didn't work out. Who knows? She might grow on me. But besides Anthony Ramos, like, I'm just not super, you know, looking forward to this project.
Okay. I can understand that. All right. So coming in at number 10, I have Echo. Again, this is another series I'm not looking forward to, and it's really unnecessary. I mean, we're already getting Daredevil Born Again, so no need for this. I mean, yeah, I know Charlie Cox is going to be in this series as Daredevil, and I know that Kingpin is going to be involved as well, but I'm really not looking forward to this one. And this is one of them shows that I think will be pushed back because we know the MCU is going to have a shift of focus on quality as to quantity.
Mm.
So I do think Echo will be pushed back to 2024 or late 2023 because it was originally scheduled for the summer. But I do think it will be pushed back, but I have Echo at 10.
All right. My number 9 is Echo. And I'll tell you three words, man, why it's number 9 and not number 10. It's Charlie Cox, Kingpin. That's solely it. I don't feel like Echo deserved her own show with the
slit
as it currently was.
Right.
I understand, you know, it's, you know, the character is super dope and, I know they're all about, you know, diversity, which is really cool, but I just feel like there's some bigger characters that they really could have expanded on. So I'm excited to see Charlie Cox and Vincent Beck as Kingpin, but like the plot of the show just didn't pull me in. Even in, you know, in Hawkeye, I just wasn't super attached to that storyline, you know, so it's in that 9 for me.
I completely agree.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Are you a baseball fan? Do you watch movies, TV, or are you curious about the lives of professional baseball players or people in the entertainment industry? Then Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks is the podcast for you. Hosted by Jeff Santo, a writer-director and son of a Hall of Fame Chicago Cubs baseball player, this podcast comes out every other Thursday with extraordinary guest interviews and surprise Cracker Jack guests. It's fun, it's emotional. It's Peanuts, Popcorn, and Cracker Jacks.
All right, coming in number nine for me is What If Season 2.
Oh,
again, I'm not looking forward to this. I mean, yeah, it's cool. It's a cool concept and stuff. But like I said a long time ago, it could be years before we got this and I'd be fine with it. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not really into it as much. I really wasn't a huge fan of this first season, aside from a few episodes. So I have What If Season 2 at 9. But I will say, I do think there's another one that will be pushed back as well from what I'm hearing. Yeah. So,
all right.
That's my number
nine. Fair enough. Number 8, I'm coming in with Agatha, the Coven of, was it Chaos?
Chaos.
Right? I don't even know. I mean, man, just like the whole plot, dude. Like, when you think about it, we have really nothing confirmed. It just seems like, you know, it's not going to be an origin story, but it's going to be maybe set in the present time. But it just doesn't seem to add up, man. We haven't heard really anything about the cast besides like a couple characters.
Yeah.
Agatha's such a cool villain in WandaVision, but her own show earlier, you know, last year when we did something like this, I had this pretty high up. But like the more I hear about it, like the more and more like I'm just losing faith in this project.
So. Okay. Gotcha.
Number 8.
And number 8, I also have Agatha, Coven of Chaos. I completely agree with everything you just said. The more rumors I hear about the show, the less I'm interested in it.
Yeah.
Again, I was a huge fan of Agatha in, and I'm a huge fan of Catherine Hahn in general, but I was a huge fan of her in WandaVision. But I don't really know from what I'm hearing from this show. I just think it's going to be another She-Hulk, if I'm being completely honest. I can see it not being as good. But then again, they're shifting from quality, from quantity to quality, I mean. And I do think this one's going to be pushed back as well, because it's originally slated for December of 2023 into January 2024.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be pushed back even further, maybe to Halloween 2024, which I think would be a better timeline for it.
Yeah.
And I'm just really not looking forward to this one as much as I would have liked to originally. So it's number 8.
All right, my number 7, we're coming in with Skeleton Crew. Out of all these on the list, this is probably the one that we know the least about.
Right.
We know Jude Law.
Jude Law.
And we know just like it's a bunch of people, like a kind of a team. So, I mean, I really feel like this could be an absolute sleeper banger like Andor was. Like, I really feel like. I feel like this will have great writing and great performances, but just the fact that we don't know anything about it.
Right.
But I really have faith in this project, and I can't really tell you why.
All right. Coming in at number 7 for me, I have Ironheart. Like you said earlier, I agree with some of the stuff you said, but then again, I know that Ryan Coogler is involved in certain ways. I have a lot of faith in him. Not only are we getting Anthony Ramos as the Hood, but we're also getting apparently Sacha Baron Cohen as Mephisto in the show. And just, I really actually did like Riri Williams in Black Panther Wakanda Forever as a character. I think we're going to get a better suit in this one because remember the last one, it was made of vibranium, so it was different.
Yeah.
And this one be her own stuff, made of her own metals, own creation, kind of like what Iron Man did. So I am looking forward to the show a little bit more. You know, originally, if you would have told me last year, I would have put the show at 10.
Yeah.
But now it is 7, so I do have an inkling of hope for the show. So I've been
excited. All right, here we go. Here's where it starts to get pretty controversial. My number 6, I'm going Ahsoka.
Oh, no. Yeah,
first of all, don't get mad. But I'm not a huge Ahsoka fan.
That's
like,
crazy.
I really am not. And like Star Wars is probably my least favorite of all the franchises we talk about. I'm excited a lot to see Hayden Christensen and, you know, what happened after Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't finished Rebels, but I just can't quite get into it. So just with that connected storylines and then just the fact that we don't know really anything about the plot yet. I mean, else we know the cast. But I'm having to say that 6 because the next 5, I'm just over the moon about.
That's crazy.
That's what we're doing.
That's nuts. That is nuts. All right. So coming in at number 6 for me, I have Loki Season 2.
Oh, wow.
I love Loki Season 2. This is one of the ones I'm pretty positive is coming out this year because in the promo for it, Tom Hiddleston voiced the promo for Disney Plus this year, and it showed a little clip from Loki Season 2. So I do think we're going to get Loki this year, and I love the first season. I really did, except for a couple episodes, but I think this one have every right to be better. I think it'll have more of an emphasis on Kang. I think it'll have more of an emphasis on the multiverse saga, and the reason it's so high is mostly because of Mobius. No, I'm just kidding.
Facts.
I love Mobius.
Mobius.
You're right. Mobius. Mobius, Owen Wilson, love him in this show, so I really am anticipating this, so Loki at 6.
All right, my number 5, getting off, I'm going Mando Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that might be a little spicy too. I love Mando. It is my favorite Star Wars Disney Plus series. I think number 3 is gonna blow everything else out of the water. I really feel like it's been getting better right from season 1
right,
to 2.
Right.
But with the whole new storyline they got with him going to
Mandalore
with Mandalore, I think it's just gonna be absolutely fire. So yeah. Mando season 3 is sitting at 5.
All right. Coming at number 5, I also have Mandalorian season 3.
Okay.
This one also is confirmed to come out this year. It's coming out in March. It'll actually be the first series we break down this year. So I'm excited for it. I do think it'll be better. I think, like you said, it has progressively gotten better with, Mandalorian season 2 and now 3. I do love the idea of the plot, Bo-Katan being more involved and all this stuff. And, with it being Mandalorian, we'll get a plethora of other cameos as well. So I'm super excited. I'm just hoping it limits the fillers and just goes full hard into the action with this season. So I have it at 5.
All right. My number 4, I'm doing Loki season 2. I liked the first season. It wasn't my favorite. Like you said, there's some hit or miss episodes, right? Mm-hmm. I liked the general storyline they had, but they had a couple moments and episodes where it was just very dull.
Yeah.
I felt like. But I feel like it would definitely ramp up with season 2. Obviously with, just everyone kind of, forgetting and the involvement of Kang and everything. I think they're going to improve on what they did wrong in the first season.
I agree.
With those storylines. And I'm excited, like you said, to see Hiddleston and Owen Wilson back.
Definitely, definitely. All right, coming in, my number 4 for me is actually Skeleton Crew.
Really?
I'm actually really looking forward to Skeleton Crew, mostly because of the fact we don't know a ton about it. I mean, Jude Law, again, is going to be in it. The biggest thing I've heard is going to be like, It's supposed to take place during the timeline of The Mandalorian, but it's supposed to give like 80s vibes and give like Stranger Things vibes and like Jude Law being like the Hopper of the series.
Yeah.
And personally, it just sounds really appealing.
Yeah.
And this show is slated to come out, and they did release a little promo of Jude Law, like, hiding up behind a wall. So I do think that this will come out this year. I was originally skeptical, but I do think it actually will make its debut this year, but I'm actually super excited for the show to have it at 4.
All right. Number 3, I'm kicking it off with Acolyte, man. I'm so excited for the show. We've never gotten Star Wars, cinema, TV series taking place during this time.
Right.
I think this would be an absolute banger. They get a fire cast list, and I'm really excited because, what's the plot synopsis again we talked about? It's like two Jedi, discovering all these, Sith, bro. That's my type of vibe. Darker, mysterious. I love that. So I think this is going to be possibly the best Star Wars show.
I think it very well could be, and that's why at number 3 I also have The Acolyte. I think it's going to be great. I think I have nothing but high hopes for it. The whole idea of Sith, Jedi, seeing this High Republic era we've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, there's nothing else to say about it.
Facts.
I mean, this is one of those shows, though, I don't know. It could be pushed back to 2024. I'm not sure. It doesn't have a confirmed release date anyway, but everybody's saying it's 2023. But I wouldn't be surprised if it is 2024. But this show looks exciting. It looks, and thrilling, and I'm so excited for it. So that's number 3 for me.
All right. So here's my 2 that I know you had lower, but it's What If Season 2, and crazy. I'll tell you why I like the first season so much. Number 1, I love the animation. I thought it was great. Number 2, I love the different ideas. I thought they were all very creative, and I think that will continue to improve. I just like the relaxed nature, too. Like, when I was watching it, I didn't feel like I had to analyze it or critique it, for the pod. It was just like strictly its own universe. So I kind of appreciate the freedom that it brought with it. But I'm really looking forward to the more, I don't know, just dope ideas they can bring. So, like I said, and I love the animation too. So I'm putting it at number 2 because I like it.
Okay.
But I recognize it's not the best, truly.
I understand. All right, coming in number 2 for me, I have Secret Invasion. All right, again, I've talked about this show forever. I've always had it very high in regard.
Yeah, you've always been like, number
I've
one.
I've always been number like, one. This is going to be the best Marvel Disney Plus show, and I still think that. And generally from the trailer we got earlier, we got last year, it looks phenomenal.
It's a banger.
It's got Winter Soldier vibes. It's got Nick Fury. We got Maria Hill. We got Don Cheadle back. War Machine. We got all this stuff. He may even be the president. I don't even
That'd
know.
That'd be crazy.
I mean, it just looks phenomenal. It's going to have all kinds of cool stuff. We got Talos coming back. We got all these types of stuff. It's going to leave us questioning. Again, I still think it could have been a movie, but at the same time, I'm just excited we're getting this storyline.
Yeah.
I really was a fan of the comics. I was really a fan of the Avengers Earth's Mightiest Superheroes.
I love that show.
It's a great show, and I really was really fan of that plot. And I just think it's gonna be great. I've always loved it, and I'm so excited. And it is coming out this year for sure, since we got a trailer. So Secret Invasion number 2.
Yeah, backing off that, Michael, I got Secret Invasion as my number 1. You said, there's really nothing.
It's gone up a lot for you.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. And I feel like this is a little weaker list than what we've done in previous years. But That's not putting any diss on Secret Invasion. I am genuinely very excited. I think it will very well compete, if not be better than WandaVision. Like you said, the cast list is stacked. I'm most excited for the general feel of it. Like you said, it's very Winter Soldier-like. It's just a lot of mystery, man.
Yeah.
You just guessing who's who, you know, like taking over the government, all that stuff. I love that type of stuff, man. I really do. So I don't think... there's no way this is not a top two Marvel Disney Plus show. There's no way. I'm over the moon about this. I think it's going to be killer. And I'm counting down the days.
Well, let's go. All right. Coming at number one for me is Ahsoka.
I'm surprised you say that.
Really. Yeah. I really have always really liked this character of Ahsoka. And I'm really looking forward to this show. And Ahsoka is just number one for me because, again, it's more Jedi. It's more... She's going to be the main character. We've only seen her as like a side character, Mandalorian, but Boba Fett, Clone Wars. She's always been more of a side character. Now this is her own show. We get to get more character development. It's confirmed we're going back in the past and seeing more from her. There's a theory out there that we're going to get a dream sequence that it's going to be Ahsoka fighting Anakin on Mustafar. I mean, I'm just
what?
Yeah, as a dream, it's going to be crazy.
No way.
Most suspending it, and we do know the plot of her, you know, her goal to find Ezra Miller, not Ezra Miller, we're all searching for Ezra Miller. Imagine. Ezra Bridger, oh my goodness, all right, two completely different, all right, Ezra Bridger,
that's the funniest thing
that was
I'm
funny,
saying. All
right, Ezra Bridger, will be fighting Ezra Bridger, from Grand Admiral Thrawn, and that whole plot. Grand Admiral Thrawn's an incredible villain, and just the whole to see more of Ahsoka, see Hayden Christensen involved with Ahsoka. We've never seen that on screen.
Yeah.
It just sounds amazing to me, so I have it number one.
Okay. Well, I respect it. I might have to move Ahsoka up a little bit. It'll definitely go up after I see it.
Yeah. And this one is for sure coming out this year. So
yeah, I just feel like I hope there's just not too many filler episodes. You know, it's like
finding
somebody.
Star Wars is
notorious
for fillers.
Yeah,
so.
We'll see. Man. Hopefully, no stops for gas.
I know. I hope not. But I think, you know, just it being Ahsoka, it's going to be harder to have fillers with what they're getting to. And I don't even know how many
better,
episodes.
Instead of fillers, man, just make it past stuff. Like, I know. That's all you got to do. Like really.
I really genuinely don't even know how many episodes it's going to have. My guess is...
I'm calling nine right now.
You think
I'm going nine.
My guess is seven or eight. Okay. Because that's the typical Star Wars format. So we'll see. I'm hoping nine. That would be great. But we'll see. But Ahsoka, I'm so excited.
All right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, let us know by giving us a review and a download. Our podcast, Heroes in the Moment, is available on all major podcast platforms, so check it out. Speaking of, if you want to stay up to date with all of our recent episodes, check out Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, Amazon Music, where we just put out our latest Superhero News 22, where we break down our top 10 most anticipated movies. So that went hard, as Michael previously talked about, so check it out. Check out the socials if you want to stay up to date with all of our news and announcements. We got a TikTok, Here's the Moment with the extra T, and an Instagram at Heroes in the Moment.
And we just want to thank y'all for listening. And as always, we love you 3000.